start out by taking a few slow, deep breaths where you're inhaling deeply, filling your lungs, and consciously releasing and letting go. So you're feeling some physical pains or numbness or weird sensations in your body right now. And you're feeling anxiety or panic about them. They might be serious. And just remind yourself that these are false alarms. You're dealing with something called panic disorder and anxiety. You've been checked enough by medical doctors that nothing is really seriously wrong with you. And with panic disorder, the attention really goes to these subtle shifts in how the body feels. And then there's worry and fear that it could be something serious. And that's what like health anxiety and panic disorder are. And so you can't actually take those thoughts seriously anymore. It's a false alarm. And it's actually the act of fearing them and not wanting them and resisting them and not liking them and getting angry around them that is making them feel worse. It's classic panic disorder. And you're not alone. Like 5% of people deal with panic disorder. A lot of them really high-functioning, smart, capable people. So this does not mean you're weak that you have this. It's just a psychiatric thing that a certain percentage of people get based on low serotonin and stress. And so what you want to do right now, as the physical symptom is there and the anxiety or fear is there and the irritation at all of this, is to actually just stop. Just feel your next inhale. Inhaling deeply, filling the lungs. Shift your attention off of all the thought about the physical symptom to feeling the breath. And just allow a little more softness to permeate the area that you're stressed about. Just invite in a little more ease, some gentleness, and just breathe into and around the areas where you feel the most stress or tension. And with each inhale, just kind of imagine that more space is opening up around the area with stress or tension. And just allow the sensations to be exactly as they are. I know you don't want them or like them. But each time we clench against what's here or mentally resist what's here, it actually exacerbates it. And so what's going to help you the most is to just kind of relax around the sensations, invite a little ease or softness into the heart. And you have kind of the energy of invitation for the sensations. And just be all, okay, since you're already here, let's just allow you to be as you already are. Because fighting the reality of the current moment just doesn't help. So it's more like, okay, this is what's here right now. And you only need to allow or accept the sensations that are here in this moment. And then this moment. This doesn't mean you're going to tolerate this for the rest of the week or the year or your lifetime. This is a moment-to-moment practice of a little releasing and letting go just for this moment, just right now. Can you let go a little more and just allow those sensations to just be as they are right now? This means nothing about your future. It's just, can you allow what's here in this moment to be as it already is? Just releasing and letting go. And then even inviting a little bit of kindness. Little bit of care for yourself. Kind of treating yourself with some tenderness. And just, yeah, oh well, you know, this is kind of hard right now. Let me just give myself a little tenderness or care or support, because that's what this needs. And so just feeling a little allowing and accepting. A little tenderness and care for what's here. And still taking long, slow, deep breaths. And then now we're coming to the end of this exercise. So take one more breath. And carry this energy into your day of deep breaths, kind of allowing and caring for yourself. Releasing and relaxing around the sensations of anxiety and physical tension. And reminding yourself that with panic disorder, these are false alarms. It really is a false alarm.